You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We're recording live from a restaurant, Chinese restaurant in, where are we? The East Village, kind of? Greenwich Village? West Village?
Greenwich Village.
And we just come from a performance. I'm sitting here with Eyal. Tell me about it. You got to be animated and have lots of energy because it's radio, but you only have to do it for like 30 seconds and you can pass it on.
Just came from a looping performance in Washington Square Park.
And describe what that is.
Oh, God, leave me alone.
No, just quickly. Just quickly, and then you can be done. I mean, it's mandatory radio. This is mandatory radio. Normally people are on the radio, they're excited. They want to be on the radio. In this case, we want to just eat and relax, and we're doing a radio show. Go ahead, take it away.
Let's do before and after we eat.
This is before.
All right.
We won't do it during the meal.
Okay, great.
You gotta hold it really close to
God. We're all noodles on a plate, and we were slithering and slimy, and when we entered a lip, the lip sucked us through and slurped us, and we also were the noodles and the lips and the plate. And the plate was a big body of water or the ground at Washington Square Park. And our bodies were the noodles and the lips. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much. You have a question for Jason? Hey, Jason.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. We're talking to Jason now. We just came from this performance that we did outside in Washington Square Park. Jason, what did you think? Tell me about it. What happened? What was one cool thing?
Yeah, it was amazing just to open up and be a kid. We have a lot of joy within us, and it's great to interact with people, your fellow humans. There's so many people here, so you might as well take advantage of that.
How did you hear about this in the first place, etc.?
Fritz Donnelly and Matthew Silver, the amazing creators of looping. You gotta love them.
But how did you know about it?
I've been following Matthew for a long time. Been following you for Matthew for Silver for a long time, and feel called to perform myself, so I'm out here, and it's super healing. Love being involved with it.
It was 6 months ago. I tried to do a loop.
Amazing,
not a loop. It was just me in a white dress with makeup on and lipstick. I had lipstick on, and he came and a friend of his, and it was like 30 or 40 degrees out. And the only interaction we got was this guy who was trying to sell his bicycle, and he took a cone and he kept hitting us very hard, so he was actually hurting us. And but we still managed to have fun in 30, 40 degree weather.
And Jason, how did you meet that day together in that cold day? Were you also wearing a dress?
No, I was wearing my rainbow pants. I want to wear a dress, but no one lets me, so I need to borrow one from someone. But yeah, outside, bizarre.
If you have a dress, send it in via text message, if you can, or radio speak. Send it in to us for Jason. So just send it to my attention. My name is Fritz. You're listening with Fun with Fritz. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Jason. Send him a dress. Keep going.
Yeah, so, yeah, following Matthew, then he has a workshop. He announced on Facebook, and then went there, and it's great to enter. We're outside, and then we're inside in Bazaar and doing our thing on stage, and it's a process for me with the guys with looping, with letting go, letting myself go, and being freeing myself. That's what I'm doing, freeing myself. We're all, we have this joy within us. We just have to free it, let it out, and allow it to come through.
Cool, man. Jason, thank you. Matthew, what do you have to say about today? What was something especially interesting that happened?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I just said, what was something that happened today that was interesting?
Oh, my favorite part is when we all were singing together, dun, 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 and we made our way to the center, which... was initiated by Fritz Donnelly. But everybody caught on to that beautiful energy, and we all made it our own. We made it our project, and it was a beautiful interaction and connection. And when we did that, many people, the whole park was watching us. It was like a movie moment. Luckily, we had Dylan Greenberg to film it. And Dylan Greenberg's a woman, not a man. I keep calling him he. And you know, we're living in a new world where transsex. I'm sidetracking here. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Trans. We can say just trans, I guess.
Trans people. We're living in a new world of trans people. I met three people where they'd rather me call them the opposite sex when they're the and I keep messing up every time, and it's like these things, like they might take it really personally, and I oops. Well, you look like a man, but you know, I messed up just now. I felt like I just hurt their feelings by saying that.
I think it's, well, I don't know personally, but yeah, I think it's hard to, if you want to be perceived a certain way and then people always see you the other way. Like if you're, my sister was like that, going to the same school
as
me.
Your sister's a trans.
No, but like she had to be my sister instead of just being herself for, if we had, she had the same teacher. You know, because she's younger.
And you were the louder one, right? She was a shy one.
Yeah, and I came first anyway, however loud she was.
Yeah,
like, if there's
the first
one. Yes, if there's a loud first one, right. And what about that? I think that relates to your costume that you brought today, Louisa. Seemed like sexy, or not sexy, gender related. It was boobs that had like long eye stalks almost like coming out of them with eyeballs at the end, and then like a really exaggerated kind of booty piece, and then a little bit in the front. What do you call that, and what is it, and how was it to wear?
It doesn't have a name yet. It's not complete as an object yet or a piece. It's more about...
This
is really close. Oh, my God.
Just hold it that close.
Oh, my God.
You don't like things close to your mouth? You don't like things close to your mouth like that?
No.
All right. Not any other things?
Not like that.
It's kind of side. Is that good?
You can... Wait. I have an idea. Sorry.
Well, she's got to answer the question.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, you just want to. Oh, thanks for coming. How was your time?
It was incredible.
All right, well, thanks for coming. Great to see you at the restaurant. Take care.
I was just going to say, you could talk over it like this.
Well, how about you? Oh, that's good. Why don't you tell me your impression of her costume? And this is Jason. Jason's a great editor.
Wait, no, Justin.
Justin. Justin. That was Jason. This is Justin. Justin's a great editor.
That's great. No, her costume was pretty cool, and I didn't know what to think of it at first, but then I was like, oh, they're like big elongated titties, and it's art, so like I can totally reach out and grab these titties with no shame. So I went for it, and she was like, yeah, and I was like, yeah, and then we had a moment, and then we moved on. So today I got to grab a nice big pair of art titties, and you can't really do that in real life.
And is that how you experience it, or what you're going for?
In some ways, that's problematic. Actually, I think with the intention of the piece, and that's still something that I'm grappling with. I mean, it's about the dichotomy of wanting to be looked at and also wanting to look back or not wanting to be looked at. And just as a female in general, I feel like, you know, sexuality is, it's a little bit more complex than this, you know. And not to say that experience wasn't a good one, but it still is something that crosses this line of comfort, discomfort. I wore it once before, and it was a little bit too much for me. And I kind of, this time, went into it knowing that I'm in a safe environment, you know, with, like, respectful friends, and it's a fun event, you know, in a way, that I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it. But there still is, you know, in a way, like, sometimes you don't necessarily want to be touched. And Cassidy and I were talking about this before, because after I took it off, I still felt like I was wearing them. So it felt like an extension of my own body in a sense. And some people don't ask if they can just grab your boobs. And that's a little intense. You know, when it's uninvited in a sense, I think it can be a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting, but also overwhelming, you know?
Can I just add something? I recall asking. Do you remember?
I think a lot of people asked. Some people didn't.
Yeah. I just want to state for the record I asked first before I touched them.
So if he asked, does it change it for you?
I mostly said yes. I was like, you know, I think there was one person that I asked to stop because it felt a little bit too intrusive. It was just a little too intense.
And do you think it would be different, like if I was wearing the costume as somebody who doesn't normally have breasts, would that be different?
I'm not sure. I think that your experience would be based on what you want out of it in a way. And also, I mean, the thing is, you're a little bit more exhibitionist than I am. And in a way more inviting to sexual activity than I am. I feel like I might be a little bit, I don't know, like choosing in a sense, you know, or like wanting to have that choice. And I do think that just has to do with gender. I don't know. You might experience it being fantastic depending on the situation that you're in, or you might experience it as overwhelming. And who knows, in a sense, like, what if it is uninvited? How does that make you feel as a male, you know? As anybody, really.
I once did this event called Big Pencil, where everybody made some body part really big that they wore then for the night. And so I gave myself, like, an extra arm and an extra head. And we had stuff so people could make things out of whatever. And then we went to my friend's house and we crashed his party with all these people, like 12 people, doing Big Pencil. And the idea was Big Pencil, like you can have a big pencil if you want, or a breast, or a big butt, or whatever. Everybody did the whole gamut. And it was fun. And in that context, I didn't have this feeling at all of permission being important and that kind of stuff, because it was all exaggerated. And it was also not just the sexual parts that were... So that was, for me, that was a way into this. But what do you think, Cassidy? How, well, in I guess in terms of this issue first.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with her. I mean, it's just interesting because I feel like I didn't see her costume as sexualized at all. Like, I wasn't like, oh, haha, like, the eye socks are her boobs. I was just like, these eye socks are amazing. And, like, I just saw it as this weird insect costume, and, like, only after the novelty of that had worn off, which took a long time, did I realize that, like, it was like could be a sexual thing, or like could appear that way. So that's interesting. I guess interesting that I perceived it that way, and a lot of people obviously perceived it the opposite, where they saw like they saw the sexual first, and then maybe saw like the wacky inventiveness of the costume. Whereas like my thing was sort of the other way around. But maybe that's because like I have the same body as her, as opposed to like if I didn't, maybe I would see it differently.
Well, so it's interesting because the guy or the girl who was filming for us earlier doesn't have the same body, but identifies as female.
Yes.
So then, you know, then it's like, what is a female body anymore?
Right.
It could. I mean, it could be, and I also, you know, like, people have different sizes of everything about them, and hips or not, or, you know, there is this idea of what a woman's body is, and it changes in time and whatever. The way I encountered the costume was, I was on the ground, and then suddenly it was over me, and these like arms, like almost like Tyrannosaurus's arms were poking out. Yeah, poking out. And so for me it became like a... Yeah, like something's poking out at me, and then I mean, there was a way that it was like a male
body too. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
phallic in a way.
Yeah. Now we're gonna listen in on a conversation.
Great.
You keep talking normally. Just keep talking normally. You're listening to the radio. We're broadcasting live from a restaurant. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. Just talk normally. Pretend I'm not here. Just have a normal conversation.
How's your love life?
Well, there's this married woman that's interested in having an open relationship, but for some reason I feel uncomfortable because you know I met the husband.
So. Is he uncomfortable with it?
I don't know. I mean, through word of mouth, I mean, the wife said, he said he was okay about it, but she keeps writing a lot of texts to me, like, she loves me, and, I want, you know, I guess I want to maintain the relationship, but then I feel like I'm just using her because she wants to have, intercourse, and, so I in a way I feel uncomfortable because she keeps saying I she loves me, and I want to say I love her too. I do love her. I love everybody, but I mean when you're supposed to say I love you, it's supposed to be like, you know, with a woman, it's supposed to be a real love, but every time I'm about to say I love her, but she's, you know, she's married to another person and she has a child. So I feel like I'm a male chauvinist if I say I love her, you know? So I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's my problem.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good problem. You know? If you had a bunch of problems to choose from, that would be like the best one.
It's not a problem. It's just, you know, now I feel bad because I haven't answered her text back, but I feel confused at the same time.
Yeah, if you don't know what to say, I feel it's best to like just breathe and you know how to handle it. Just relax for the moment until you know how to, if you want to respond to everyone.
We're just I'm just listening in on this conversation. It's just natural conversation.
That's good advice.
You could just get married.
What?
You could get married yourself, so you're on equal footing.
I don't want to be in a committed marriage. What's so exciting about marriage anyway? Everybody was happy about that gay people can get married, you know. I mean, that's great, but what's so great about marriage? But I guess it was good for the taxes or what? What do you get when you get married? Do you get insurance or something carries over?
Sorry, that was funny. Yeah, I thought about that, like, you know, commitment and all that. It's, I don't know, it's, you know, it's a tradition, following tradition, you know. Just do what you feel is best. Don't let anyone else tell you what to do or what's best. You know, think for yourself.
Yeah, but it's a tradition, yeah. But most people who get married, they want to, you know. Oh, wow, the food's here.
Wait, what is that?
What is that? Like chickens?
Pickled cabbage.
Pickled cabbage.
That is so big.
Can you bring out. Are you going to finish that? Wow.
But everyone left over.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. The food is arriving.
Do you have a car?
You just gotta talk.
What's
happening, Matthew? What's happening here?
I was just talking about. I'm looking forward to getting a hot sauce. It's good for your blood pressure.
Chicken bun.
Wow! Look at that. Chicken bun. Beef chow fun.
Beef chow fun.
The beef chow fun looks great.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. What so far that has come that is not your food would you eat?
The chicken bun.
It's giant and bizarre, right?
I already think it looks weirdly shiny.
Yeah. I don't know. There's like, I'm kind of having some issues.
It looks like
that's
a person.
That's sort of how they look. Yeah. You like could put googly skin. Eyes on it. Yeah. I think you should.
Tomato or citrus. It's not good for hemorrhoids. Oh, it's the truth. I don't know. So they say. Spices, though, are good for you, but then certain things is not good for hemorrhoids.
Well, I've always tried to avoid hemorrhoids. Is when your skin tears and then the muscle pops through.
I don't think you really want to know about it right now, do you?
Okay, is it something you've contended with before?
Yeah.
Okay. My father had an ointment that was a hemorrhoid ointment that I once went into the bathroom and I put everything all over my body, everything that was in the bathroom. And I put that ointment on too. And that ointment is not damaging in the same way as toothpaste and aftershave.
Yeah.
Did anyone?
Aftershave will burn.
You've tried aftershave.
I feel like I have, yeah.
Oh, wow, that looks good, yo. Dude.
I'm so excited.
She said watch out for that.
Fried.
Oh,
my
yeah,
God.
I got it.
So I'm just amazed at how big those soups are. I've never seen them that big. Oh, is that chili? Is that hot chili? Oh, yeah, I hope I could get some of that.
I'm not going to eat all of it.
Oh, yeah, it's really good for you. It's really hot.
I like hot sauce, yeah.
Yeah, hot sauce.
You're going to get very heated inside. Your internal engine is going to bust a
nut.
A nut. Bust a nut.
Every day.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to just pass it down the table, and
no,
if there's any left,
the
you can have
it.
Yeah, if there's any left.
Yeah, no good. Pass it down the table. I don't need it.
You want it, you want
it
though.
Get my own. Get
your own hot chili. So, you know what? Here, take some, put it on your plate.
I don't want it. Pass it down the table.
They had another one over there.
What?
They have their own down there. No, they have their own. Oh, you're going to use it?
I'm going to use it.
How much of the hot chili sauce are you going to use?
I don't know. Should I use this much?
Just use a little and try it and then use more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's way in there. You should probably use a little more.
I guess.
Although you know yourself.
I mean, I don't
You're from
really
California.
Know.
Do you like to eat spicy food or are
I
you...
I do. I don't know the correlation of the two things, but I am from California and I do eat spicy food.
All right.
So I will tell you that. Those two truths.
Well, because in California you can have access to food that's really spicy.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But in some states it's harder, like further north.
Right. Yeah, you know, or like the Midwest.
The Midwest
Maybe
is unknown.
Maybe I would perceive it to not be a very spicy place.
Yeah, not...
Who's to say?
But you know, now you can get bananas in any supermarket anywhere? Almost anywhere?
Could you not before?
Yeah.
But I guess I've only lived in, like, places with produce aplenty, so I guess... I mean, not really... I guess there's not produce aplenty
that's
here.
That's our privilege.
Yeah.
And our dystopia at the same time.
That's true.
Because it's creating a dystopic
we'll just
world.
We'll have
it's
a
possible.
Room full of bananas and they'll overtake us.
Yeah, that's Banana Republic.
No.
That's the Banana Republic, yeah. You know that's a phrase as well. You know besides being a clothing store that's a phrase?
No.
See, this is wonderful. So, the Banana Republic is a country that only produces one thing, and that basically a colonial power goes in and controls.
Ah.
So it's a Banana Republic because
right.
it gets controlled. And there used to be one company that controlled, like, Central America, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit, something fruit company.
Okay.
It's some general name.
Yeah, right? yeah.
Like Johnson & Johnson or
right.
one of these.
Right here.
What are you eating?
Roast duck and wonton with cellophane noodle.
I see you checking your phone. What are you hoping to find?
Some correspondence from a beautiful woman.
And how is it so far?
It's good. It's great.
What's the latest? Can you read us a random message off your phone?
Yeah, I can. One second. Yeah, here comes a message. That was an exciting message.
Whoa, that was a good picture. It's like a girl with purple hair, like looking down into the camera, kind of like backlit from behind. I see there's a picture of you and Jonathan and Patrick. But read us a message. Just any message. Read us what you're looking at.
Did you guys order something?
Can I read my cover letter to you? Picture.
Oh, and what did you say back?
Oh, I called back.
Oh, okay. That's a call. That's a call. Sometimes you get a message like that, you got a call. And then, let's read from Fios New. Let's read that. What's that?
Wait, hold on a second.
Okay. On the radio.
Yeah.
Personal text messaging, read out loud on the radio. This is a boundary for some people. Jason, would you read us a message from your phone, just a random message?
From my phone?
Yeah.
I think it's off right now. I'll pretend. It's okay. I'll be up till midnight. So you can come by Roosevelt Island. I'm taking the F train.
That was good. That sounds pretty real. Was that pretty real?
Yeah, it was real.
You just remembered. You have a good memory?
Yeah.
Do you remember better things that are written or things that are said aloud?
Probably said aloud, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Matthew, how about you? What kind of memory do you have? For things written or said aloud?
My brain memory?
Like right now, if I say something or if I wrote it down, what would you more easily recall?
I don't know. I have a bad memory.
What kind of memory is your best kind?
Are you mad at me?
Why do I seem mad at you?
Because you raise your voice because I'm hard of hearing.
No, I raised my voice to be heard by the listeners at home listening to Radio Free Brooklyn on...
Now you sound mumbled.
Don't hit me.
Don't hate me.
Hit me, don't hit me.
Don't hit me.
I see, just because you guys have worn dresses together and performed outside, you have some kind of special camaraderie, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What kind of camaraderie does performing outside with another person create?
Special bond.
Special bond.
No, but tell me more about it.
What? Special bond.
Roots of a tree, like we're interconnecting.
Oh yeah, there was a guy there. What was his name?
Isabel.
The Mexican.
Oh, Carlos.
Carlos. Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to get a. An ayahuasca ceremony to happen, and it didn't work out because I think he was flaky. Yeah.
You mean during our looping in Washington Square Park, where we went into the fountain and rolled around on the ground and picked people up in the air, he was trying to get an ayahuasca ceremony going at the same time?
No, I meant like 6 months ago.
You can laugh. You can enunciate your laugh because then people at home know it's funny. Oh, guess what? I spilled all the chili powder.
Don't get it on your hands and rub your eyes.
So was he trying to do it during the looping?
China food? What?
Was he trying to do it during the looping?
Now
the ayahuasca ceremony.
No, that happened 6 months ago.
Oh, okay, why are you talking about it now?
You said our bond. You're talking about our bond. How deep does our bond go?
There was that bond. You paid the bond and I was released from jail? I remember that.
Oh, the chicken broccoli right here.
Come on.
Here comes the chicken broccoli. Looks good. Big portion.
Can I get another one?
You're an amazing editor, I heard. You're an amazing editor, I heard.
Who told you that?
Birds.
I don't really remember. Someone.
Someone? Okay, cool.
I was listening. I eavesdropped.
Maybe people just remembered it more if it was written down.
Do you think I remember things better written down? Or
why did you mention ayahuasca?
Did that ring a special bell for you?
Yeah. I just did it twice in the last, 3 months.
What did you think about it? Yeah. Tell her. Right? Hello? I ordered mapo tofu.
That's good.
你再说,我听你。
No,
in English.
Oh.
Just whatever you were saying.
No. No, ayahuasca was really painful in the moment when I was under it, but then I had a lot of breakthroughs, breakdowns, growth the days after.
Did it affect how you, like your urine?
Did it affect what?
Does it, when you pee, does it burn?
No.
It's not that kind of thing.
No, but it does make you. It almost you when you're when you're
you don't doesn't make you be
no,
perm
don't know
be
what it,
pee
what it,
burn.
I don't know what it is at all.
It's like LSD. But when you take it, at least my experience twice, you feel like you've got food poisoning a little bit. You know, you feel like flush and sick to your stomach.
What is it? Like, what are the derivatives?
It's a vine. It's a vine. Okay. It's a vine from South America.
I think it's a mushroom that grows in the forest. It's a mushroom that's shaped round. It's
literally like swinging on a vine. And then they boil it with water with some other plant to activate it. And then they serve it to you. It's like a shot. It's almost like an espresso shot of very sweet coffee with grounds in it.
Wow. And
it's not that, I mean, it's not crazy.
Now we're going to go to chicken and broccoli. How's it look?
It looks good. I'm wondering if they forgot my dish.
What was your order?
I have no idea. You ordered it.
There was another dish, though. Oh, was it mushu pork?
Not sure.
I think I might have said mushu pork. I'm not sure.
She wrote it down. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, as long as we pay for it, I'm happy.
Is this going to be the next Radio Free Brooklyn?
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the episode, yes, to answer your question. Reslating. And Matthew Silver is about, you're trying to listen to me. That's so cute. He's making his hand in a curvy shape. Have you noticed that actually works?
It does, because it helps your mind focus on the yes.
And it bends your ear enough you can get a little more of the sound waves, I think, slightly. But Matthew, before you leave, how was your meal?
Oh, it was good. I put a lot of spice hot cayenne pepper in it, cayenne pepper gives good blood flow. It's good for high blood pressure. It's an anti-inflammatory. It actually makes your blood vessels bigger, and you grow capillaries through it. You know, so I recommend cayenne pepper, but when you're not used to it, you got to take it in small doses.
But you're a performance artist, not a doctor or a like a specialist in food. What are they, nutritionalist? So. Should we just take advice from people we know who we like for other reasons about what to eat and drink?
You mean like a doctor?
Well, I'm just saying you're not a doctor. So should we just take advice from people?
Oh, no. You should totally just do the research. Check out cayenne pepper, high blood pressure, blood flow, cayenne pepper,
And what about, tell me about the things that you ate here.
What?
Tell me more about what you ate at the table.
I had two authentic Chinese dishes I don't know the names of, but I'm sure Fritz will tell you later, or he already did.
And it was mapo tofu and sa cha niu rou.
Very good. And a traditional American Chinese broccoli dish. And rice.
That's great. And now can you tell us something about what you're going to think about on your way home, lonely person on the subway, having left a big dinner full of lots of people who know you and smile?
Well, I'm very excited. I want to see the new episode of Beard and Mustache, and I want to look at it with Fritz so we can put that baby online. To make, we'll probably make about 40,000 to 50,000 people laugh. We have to, you know, the buzz has to catch on, but you know, we'll make about 50,000 people laugh.
And do you want to describe what Beard and Mustache is, or is that too promotional?
Well, Beard and. Well, you know, there is no definition. It's just, you know, it just is. I mean, in front of me, there's a guy with a mustache, and I'm a guy with a beard, and this guy's got a treble. What do you call that? Tribble?
Oh, it's like art. It's growing.
Art is growing?
Strubble.
Strubble. You got strubble. This is strudel. Jason. He's got strubble.
I have strudel cake if anyone wants any.
Is that pseudo cake?
Strudel. Stubble. Strudel cake.
Do you really? In your bag?
In my pocket.
Oh, strudel in the pocket. Oh, man, oh, man.
How are you happy to see me? Strudel in my pocket?
Strudel in my pocket. Happy ducket. Noodles in my food. Doodle on my bowl.
Strudel in my pocket. Na-na-na-na, suck it. Doodle in my pocket. Dee-dee-doo-doo-doo.
Well, this was good. I'm going to sign off, go on a lonely subway ride, think about Fritz Donnelly, when we're going to meet for the art gallery. And
where is that gallery? I still don't understand. Is it in Manhattan or?
Yeah.
Is that gallery in Manhattan or Bushwick?
I guess I resend you the address.
No, I understood the address, but I didn't understand if the address was.
The kid is. He's like a young entrepreneur. It just seemed. It'll be good for you to meet him. That's why it's important. Yeah.
And how did Iberian Airlines get interested in doing a story about looping?
Oh,
for their in-flight magazine.
Well, that's gonna be cool. Yeah, and he even wants to, or it's she, I think, they want to loop with us.
So why didn't they come today, or are they coming to the next one?
I wrote him a message. Tell us. They want to come at the end of July.
Are they flying on Iberian Airlines?
Are they flying?
Like, are they flying to here from Iberian Airlines? Like, using Iberian Airlines?
No, from
London. From where?
They live in London, but they work for Iberian Airlines.
Oh, it's full international.
It's an international flight.
So it'll be in Spanish, I think. Because Iberia is Spain and Portugal, the peninsula.
And you know Spanish, so that's a plus. And
I don't really know it. I just took one class.
Oh, you're pretty good when you talk to the people who speak Spanish.
It's because they're so nice, you know.
Yeah, and you know you're nice, and the whole the combination of nice.
You're pretty nice. But I don't think that's the thing to do if you're a New Yorker, though. We can't be too nice. It's a little not interesting in New York.
It's a little weird, right? Oh, it's not interesting. Being too nice is you gotta be a little mean, and then you're interesting. You gotta be a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Is that right, to be interesting here?
Oh, you're interesting. Shut the fuck up. Oh, you're interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave me alone. I gotta get out of here.
All right, see you later, Matthew Silver.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. Nice to see you, man. Penis out.
And you'll tell me the edit. We'll meet, I guess, Monday, right?
Yeah, maybe Sunday. Maybe Sunday during the day or earlier.
Sunday I can meet in the evening.
Ooh. Late evening?
Oh, not late. Late. You do late, don't you?
Maybe Monday earlier in the day? Or should we do Monday before the meeting at the gallery or after?
I could do after.
Okay, let's try for after. I have to check to see if my wife and son are in town.
All right, Monday after.
Okay, that's what we think. That's what we're going to say. Penciled in.
I'm sure you'll text me. All right, bye.
Do you like getting text messages, or is that why you write me long things on Facebook, because you don't like getting text messages?
Well, I can't. I'm not a very good thumb typer.
Well, you know, when you write me on Facebook, I have to thumb type you back, because I don't have the internet on my...
Well, you're a faster thumb typer.
So you don't feel bad about it? Because when I text you too much, then you get upset next time I see you. And
yeah, it's weird. I get irritated. I don't like the beeping noise. It always makes me like, oh, God, I got more work to do, you know. It was weird. I was coming on a subway, and I put all that stuff in the car, and I said, I'm a fucking idiot, you know, and then I gotta get there, I'm gonna be late, and then I'm getting these text messages one after another, beep, 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 oh, this is, and it just feels like stress, it's really weird, it like hits my subconscious, and it gives a trigger.
It's just in the settings, I think, you can change your life in the settings.
In the settings, I could change my life and shut that volume off, But what if the text message is important, right?
So I was dating this girl once, and somebody took her phone, just ripped it out of her hands, and they changed the settings because it made a clicking noise every time she typed.
Yeah.
I had never noticed it.
Interesting.
But I need to be a little mean about that. I'd never noticed it, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Now you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, before you were too nice, you know. Don't be nice.
Yeah. F-hole. Nice. F-A.
It's a yin and yang, you know, nice and F-A.
All right, have a good ride. It looks like there's a man standing up ready to hug you. He's been thinking we're almost done, ready to hug you for a while. Can you talk about that feeling of, like, being ready to hug but not hugging?
Yeah, I love this guy, so it's like any chance I can get to hug him goodbye is like, yeah!
Cool. And what do you think about everything? Like everything that just happened, not
right.
Everything,
in the world.
Everything.
I don't know. It was fine. I sort of just forgot everything that just happened. Besides, you have to be a little mean to be interesting, which maybe is true.
Are your friends all nice or a little bit mean?
I think they're a little bit mean. I guess even I can be a little bit mean. Not to people's faces.
What are you mean about?
I don't know, like people who are dumb and annoying. But I try not to tell them actually that they're dumb and annoying. I'll just tell someone else that.
All right. I'm going to take 4 and put in 20.
Okay.
I think we all have to put in at least 16.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here with, actually, this, you're Pixie Girl 13 from the previous episode.
I am.
So how does it feel now to be consecutively on the radio for 2 weeks in a row?
I feel like a star.
Have the emails been pouring in?
Of course. I don't even know what to do. I had to change the settings on my phone because it was too noisy.
It was lighting up, as they say.
As they say.
Like you were really exploding?
I was. I was a star, and my phone was making stars from all the lights.
Supernova.
Of course.
Oh, so much light from your phone was making stars.
Yeah.
I cut you off. That was good.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. And I hear you're working on a new play. What's it about?
Oh, I say that I'm working on a play about sex offenders living in a trailer park, and I am technically, but the work has maybe not been done in a year, but the thinking is there.
There's a book, have you read the book by... It was, okay, so there was this kind of literary controversy. At a certain point, there was somebody who was, like, writing from within, writing the story of somebody who had, like, lived this life, not a sex offender, a sex worker. You're taking off? All right, you want to say goodbye on the radio? Great to see you.
Bye, radio.
All right, take care, man. You going home? All right. Anyway, there was this controversy because the person, it's a first-person memoir, and people thought it was a real story, and it was about like a boy, maybe, who lived in a trailer park or something, and he would like turn tricks, this kind of thing. I didn't read it, but the person who I was seeing at the time was reading it, and I kind of heard about this story. And then it became controversial because the person had never been met for an interview or whatever, things like that. And then finally later, it was just like a middle-aged woman or something like that. And everybody felt like, oh, we were so frauded. We thought this was a young boy who was, like, going through something.
Oh, wow.
Turning tricks in the trailer park,
right.
And it was just you making it all up.
Ah.
Anyway, I don't know if you want to make your play about that.
Not really. But I could maybe reference it or read it for research purposes.
So what would be, like, your main character, what would they be going through in your story?
Well,
对对对，然后就是那个 tip。 OK， Louisa，
这个 Louisa 给你。
You want to sign？ 好的，就是我们给我们的， 就是他签字的那个。 好。
Please sign your name, please.
Yeah.
We had enough, right?
Yeah, yeah, we're good.
谢谢你啊。
哦，不客气啊。 麻烦啊。
好，不会。
哦，哪里，太客气吧，谢谢。然后这个是小费是吧？对，这是小费啊，就给你嘛。好，谢谢你啊。我不客气啊，谢谢。So that was just dealing with the bill, signing for the bill, doing it partly in Chinese.
Mostly, I would say.
Mostly. Could you discern what was happening? You could tell even though it was in Chinese. What was going on?
Well, there was just like checking to make sure everything was correct, and then someone had to sign a receipt.
There were two bills.
Yes, there were two bills, and there was like some confusion, but not that much, because we figured it all out. Which is impressive, because there were a lot of people here.
You sound disappointed, like, oh, if only they hadn't figured...
It's for the best.
Like, because we're in a radio show, it might be cool to see what happens when you don't figure it out, and then, like, are you really washing dishes?
But then who would have to deal with it? Probably us.
But you could just slink away, you know. Like, I'm hosting the show, I have to stay here.
Right.
So I'd have to really deal with it. Plus, she was talking to me. But did you feel just equally responsible?
No, I felt like I did my part.
And you could, like, slink away, right? So, is that how it is, like, with America, the country? Where, like, most of us can kind of slink away. But then there's somebody who's, like, stuck holding on to something. And then they have to kind of, like, deal with it.
Probably, yeah, because no one wants to deal with their shit. Unless they absolutely have to.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We're coming up at the top of the hour in the bottom of the side half. And there are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in the restaurant. Most of the others have left, and I think we're taking off too. All right. Love you. Big kiss. Yeah, you can ask me a question on the radio.
While doing videoing and performing, video performing, doesn't it ever take you out of being present when you're performing?
I just think, you know, some people can be more themselves if they're looking at things through a lens because of some kind, you know?
Okay.
Because there is always a lens.
How do you feel?
Well, I can feel more myself. Like, for example, if I'm less interested in totally doing what I'm seeing,
right,
then I'm excited to film it because I don't really want to be doing it anyway.
And this is moment to moment.
Yeah, and then the thing about why do I film looping sometimes is because I just have found that when other people film it, like, they're not doing what I see. They're not capturing the perspective that I feel like I'm getting from being inside of it.
Right.
And I want that perspective to be shared, sometimes even more than I want to be doing it.
Okay, so third question, final question. Do you feel also, too, that because you're just so used to doing it, going back and forth, performing, shooting, that you can be present for both?
Yeah, I think practice makes a huge difference. And I think you can also know... You know, like, I do a thing on, when I'm looping specifically, I usually try to forget about the cameras because I try not to be performing for them. But, like, if I'm making something fictional, I try to be very camera aware, you know. And then I can really, I've just, you know, because I started out by just literally turning a camera on myself back when they were, like, big and clunky and hard to hold. And I would just do sort of selfie filming, as it were.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other question. Actually, do you find editing sort of like writing? Like, don't you find sitting editing kind of lonely? Or is it just you're so connected to the art form, it's cool, it feeds you, you're good to go?
Yeah, no, it can be lonely. I agree. I think often when I'm editing, I'll get the impulse to, like, perform or have other people over or show people what I'm doing. Or I try to force myself to a place where I can be ready to show people, or I'll start to invite people in order to create a deadline.
Okay.
So that I'm then... But yeah, I think... And the reason I don't think editing, like, editing video is like writing, really, Because writing is more like performing. It's like a flow that's coming out of you. I mean, yeah, it can be alone. But, you know, if you're really engaging your imagination, then it can really feel, you know, it can feel as engaging as any kind of other performance, I think. So I think writing is a type of performance.
Okay. But can it, so you're saying editing is a little more prone to loneliness? Yes?
Yeah, I think it can be, editing. Well, and also, I think editing is different too, because in writing, you can change the sentence.
You can create the content editing, as well as edit it, and when you're editing, you're just editing content. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, framing the you know, the order that you put it in and how long you show things makes a huge difference, and we're all manipulated by that all the time.
Okay.
You know, almost none of what we see is sort of real.
Right.
Like, reality takes longer, has a lot more mistakes in it,
sure,
is boring.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
like really eating dinner is like over and over putting food in your mouth,
sure,
and
sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
And a movie is like a taste, and then we're off, and then
sure,
it's the next thing.
Sure. Sure.
But I mean, you know all that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
So yeah, but you're an editor. What do you? How do you look at it?
Well, it's tough because I edit for a living, and I'm not necessarily charmed by the work that I'm doing. So the last thing I want to do is edit when I'm not working, and I want to be in the performance. So yeah, so it's challenging. It's challenging, but I know that I haven't really ever created something of my own that really turns me on, so that editing would be not a chore, but a labor of love. And that's, you know.
Does looping feel like something of your own?
That's a good question. Thinking. I feel some ownership to it. I feel part of the community. It's definitely the opposite of loneliness. And it's creative, it's community, and do I own it? Yeah, I guess I do feel some ownership to it. I think I'll feel more ownership to it now that you even asked the question, going forward.
Cool, man. Cool, exciting. What do you think? Like, do you feel ownership
of looping? Yeah. I say sometimes. And sometimes, but I feel like it wouldn't make sense to have ownership of it all the time, because it's not always about you. It's like the one of the things that makes it so great is like half the time you're following and half the time you're leading, or like doing something else, or any combination of the two. Because I know, especially in like the more like speech-based bits of it, sometimes like I'll start something and then like I'll just say something. Because I just sort of like to like riff off of like weird language patterns, and then like everyone will say it, and I'm like, oh, that was me. But that doesn't happen that often. But it's special when it does, and I feel like that really makes me be like, yeah, like I'm definitely like a contributing part of this. But whether you're doing that or not, everyone is a contributing part.
谢谢啊，都好吃。
Yeah, I. You know, it's funny. She just said something about how, you know, there'll be a chant, and then she starts saying something different, and then they started following. And when today, when I, you know, I just wanted to go dance to that jazz band, and holy shit, the cavalry's coming. They came around, and we're all like jamming. I felt really like touched and like honored, and like, wow, I helped like make that happen. That was badass.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was you. I just, like, because there are some things that you, I mean, obviously, like, every change in the pattern is started by someone, but it's sort of delightful when, like, the change is so organic that you can't tell where it came from.
Yes. No, I agree. I love that, too. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We're broadcasting from Sammy's, a wonderful Chinese restaurant that has caught up with the prices of our times, but it's still very fairly reasonable, and the portions are enormous, so you could always split something. It's close to Washington Square Park, which was where we were looping today, and looping is kind of like performing together in a costume where you listen to each other and you kind of lead and follow each other and see what happens, see what comes of it. and now maybe we're going to go to the bathroom, leave the restaurant, do those things. This is the radio. Anything is possible. Any type of physicality. It's choose your own physicality, but leave your brains with us. This is Fun with Fritz. Tune in next week at 10 p.m. on Saturday for the first show, and then that show is rebroadcast 3 times in the week, Tuesday at 6 a.m., Wednesday at noon, and again on Saturday at 10 a.m., and then there's the new show the next week. Anyway, that's the flow. Call in or write in anything, and then it'll happen. That's how we do it. You want to sign off something?
Sure.
So you can, now's your sign-off chance.
Okay, do I have to say something in a structure?
No, you can just whatever you want. It's like last words. I already did all the things in a structure.
Okay.
Like what do you, like some wish for the world or something. Anything you want to say.
It does stop.
It does stop. And now it's red. I don't know why.
I don't know what my statement is. I don't know. I guess, like, I encourage people to think about things more, because I feel like you could see looping and be like, oh, that old thing is so simple and sort of dumb. But there's, like, to do it effectively, it's actually sort of like you have to know what you're doing. Like, you have to know how to handle group dynamics and also, like, audience dynamics.
Cool. And how would you define it if somebody was just listening to this and they didn't know what should they visualize? How would you describe it?
Well, I would say, like, at first it may just look like a bunch of people wearing weird clothes shrieking and rolling on the ground. And in a way, it is. It's just like a puzzle made up of people wearing weird clothes shrieking and rolling on the ground.
And then sometimes they're quiet. They're not always shrieking. Today I asked everybody to be quiet for 10
really
minutes.
Good. That until, was so good.
Until we all turned into butterflies. Wasn't that some of the best
it
stuff?
It was really good. It was, yeah, because it was nice to not have to, because I feel like that's something people go to as an easy tactic. I know that I do. Because I, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I'm just going to, like, yell or say something. Or we'll be, like, repeating the same thing for, like, 5 minutes, which is a really long time to be repeating something. So it was cool to, like, have that not be an option. And so you had to think of different things. And it just sort of was a different tone that was, like, refreshing.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Pixie Girl 13.
Anytime.
Or did you want to go by your other name?
I like the mystique of this.
All right, Pixie Girl 13. And my name is Fritz, and this is Fun with Fritz. This was what I did today. You come along for the fun. Let me know what you think of the radio show. I realize I don't really know what people think of it. I'm not really sure how you do that. So email me if you'd like. My email is tothehills@gmail.com. And just like at happens if you go out to dinner and you're trying to give somebody your contact info, they're like, well, how's that spelled? It's tothehills, tothehills.com. Thank you guys, sorry for throwing my bags over there. We're trying to do a radio show at the same time, so we got distracted. Yeah, thank you. You too, have a great night. And now we're gathering together and we're leaving this restaurant. I'm gonna use the restroom first. I'm gonna go a different way. So, Brooklyn, New York, the world, thank you for listening tonight. I love you. We love you. Mwah, mwah. High five. This is Pat.
I had pork tonight.
I'm going to go to the restroom.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the restroom.
I'm going to be gone.
Oh, I thought you'd left.
Yeah, like 4 weeks on a road trip, so it might be a while until I see you again.
Well, that's... Thank you, but have a great trip, though.
Yeah, well, it's been awesome.
Yeah, man, it's been super awesome.
Yeah, we can hang out with
my cheese. Today, too.
Yeah. Catch you sometime.
Yes. Are you going to the party?
Are you?
Well, good. Why not? Let's check it out.
I'm kind of open right now.
I'm open. Let's do it. We'll walk up. Nude party?
No. I'm asking for a nude party.
question.
Yeah.
Are you leaving? Are you wanting to smoke with us? Or
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. I will say goodbye then. We're driving back up to the upstate.
Okay, I'll be out in a second.
Good job, buddy.
Hi. Thank you. Hi. Oh, thank you. I had a wonderful time. Did you have a good time today?
I did. It's a wonderful time.
All right. This is the maybe we're going to be on the radio. Do you want to say anything to everybody?
Hello, New York City from Owego, New York.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to have to pee.
Awesome.
All right, bye.